Dave Obey issued a rare rebuke to the Obama administration this week when its recovery website showed stimulus jobs in congressional districts that didn't exist.
When I see ludicrous mistakes like we saw 2 days ago, I've got an obligation to raise hell about them.
Obey says the inaccuracies provided ammunition for critics of his stimulus bill, among them one of Obey's political opponents, Republican congressional candidate Sean Duffy.
Frankly, I'm glad that he's calling out the White House on stupid spending, but frankly, I think he should call out his own bill and admit that the $787 billion stimulus bill was an utter failure.
A failure, Duffy says, because of continuing high unemployment nationwide and layoffs in Obey's own district.
If you go down to Green Tech Fan or Colby and Colby or Wausau Homes and ask those folks how well the stimulus package has done for job creation or job retention, I think they'll tell you that this is an utter failure.
We asked Obey if he thought the stimulus bill was a failure.
That's so silly it's not worth a response. We're trying to ease the worst economic problem in 70 years.
Obey says unemployment would be worse without the stimulus, which he credits for saving jobs across the country and in his district.
20 different projects in the northern half of Wisconsin, just on road construction. We've seen hundreds of thousands of teaching jobs preserved. We've seen sewer and water projects. I mean, I don't think that it's ghosts who are working on those programs.
Obey says the White House has assured him that it will correct the errors on the recovery website. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.